This Buzz on Biz podcast is brought to you by Savannah Lakes Village Golf. Online at playthelake.com.
You may play golf, but until you play the lake at Savannah Lakes Village and Golf Clubs, you're missing out. There are no memberships to buy. Just come on out and tee it up at two of the South's most beautiful and challenging lakefront golf courses. Tee times can be made at playthelake.com. Again, that's playthelake.com. Be sure to check out exceptional summer specials, including $34 after 1:30, and sign up to receive specials throughout the year. Playthelake.com or call 800-332-0013 for more information. Don't miss out. Play the lake at Savannah Lakes Village and Golf Clubs.
And we're very happy to welcome into the Buzz Studio Janice Ann Parks. First of all, welcome, Janice. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We have, in some way, known your story and talked about it, at least indirectly, a few times when visiting with Michael Wolf, who operates the Ghost Trolley here in Augusta and has done haunted tours and that sort of thing around Augusta. You were profiled with him, I believe, in a newspaper story a couple of months back when he launched the trolley. The author of Gravely Mistaken, that's the name of Janice's book. I guess I'll start with your background some, since we've kind of teased around it, but we don't really know your story. What did you do prior to writing this, your first book, 2 years ago?
I'm a nurse.
Oh.
I worked for 13 years at University Hospital and 11 at MCG.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I got interested in this story.
And you started to hear tales at MCG.
That's right.
Well, give folks some a headline, even read the subtitle, The Gravely Mistaken.
Tales of Medicine Mishaps and Body Snatching in Augusta, Georgia.
Well, if that's not enticing enough to get people, especially in this area, body snatching in Augusta, Georgia.
Yes.
So you were working as a nurse at MCG. What stories did you hear that led you to this?
Well, there was a slave that was purchased in 1852 in the Charleston slave market for the express purpose of digging up bodies for the anatomy classes at the medical college.
Now, was this rumor and hushed talk around MCG? Was this open and already confirmed?
It's confirmed, and it's fairly well known, but maybe not talked about a lot. Grandison Harris was the slave's name,
mm-hmm.
and he worked for the medical college for quite a few years doing his job. He also was a janitor, so he had a dual purpose.
He had a cover story.
Yeah, right.
Janice, when do you know, and maybe the book refers to, when did this begin to become knowledge in the community?
Well, there were suspicions for quite a while, but actually it came out when bones in the basement were discovered in 1989.
Okay.
Started an excavation of the old medical college to lower. There were some stairways, if you've ever been in the building, go down some stairs. They were digging that out and found lots of bones.
And you're talking about the old medical college
on
Telfair.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so
where many people have had weddings and receptions and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Oh, if they only knew the story then.
Well, they called an anthropologist in from Atlanta to come and look to see. Maybe they had a serial killer on their hand. They weren't sure. And it led to a study and a subsequent book called Bones in the Basement. Robert Blakely is the author's name. And he discovered there were about 600 individuals, bones that were buried in the walls that had been preserved with limestone. And they did a long study about some of the things I found about medicine and how it was practiced in that day and time. And that's kind of, I have some stories in here about that.
So how did you go from your job as a nurse to deciding I want to write a book?
Well, I've been writing for
okay.
This is my third.
Okay.
But the others aren't published.
But you've been a writer. You've
yeah,
written.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I just thought this was a great story. So it started out as there's a tale at the medical college that goes among the medical students that one night Grandison had stopped to imbibe in a bar, and he was also picking up whiskey because they used to preserve the bodies in whiskey before they were actually, you know,
mm-hmm.
dissected. And two students decided they wanted to play a prank on him, so they took the body out of the bag that was in the back of the wagon, and one of them got in to scare him.
Oh, my.
Yes, and he was sort of a spirit-believing type.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the body started to wriggle, of course, he ran off. And that's the story. But I, as a writer, said, well, what if that's not what happened? You know, what if...
yeah, medical students of today would like to think medical students back then were just as, you know, nefarious
exactly.
as they are.
Right,
yeah.
exactly. Right. So along with that story, which is kind of the mystery, are little vignettes about how medicine was practiced.
So is this Tell me what this book is. Historical.
Historical fiction.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Historical fiction.
Right.
Okay.
You know.
So it's a story based around historical facts.
Exactly. Okay. And Grandison Harris was a real person. So.
And you visited the cemetery as part of your research?
The cover of the book is actually Cedar Grove Cemetery, which is downtown.
And one headstone, I understand, has been placed there to kind of acknowledge and recognize the missing folks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, MCG had sort of a problem because they had all these bones.
Yeah. Well, I think they had a PR problem probably too. But
so after all the studies were done, they decided to dedicate one plot in Cedar Grove, and there's a plaque there that says "Known but to God," mm-hmm. and there's a nice dedication there for the fact that these folks did contribute to the body of knowledge of medicine mm-hmm. by their bodies, even if it wasn't voluntary, or so.
Again, we're talking with Janice Ann Parks. She's the author of Gravely Mistaken, Tales of Medicine, Mishaps, and Body Snatching in Augusta, Georgia. Take us through a little bit other research, because I'm guessing that besides hearing tales around MCG, you had to spend some time in the stacks and probably in a few medical libraries.
Well, the Greenblatt Library, actually, on the campus of MCG, has a wonderful special collections on the top floor. And you need to wear white gloves in order mm-hmm. to look at some of these old. 1845 is when the first medical surgical journal of the South was published, Southern Medical Surgical Journal. And I got to read those. It was fascinating. I spent time in there.
Janet, we're a business show, and you've written a book, and the business of making money with the book. Did you self-publish? Is it a publisher? How are you promoting? How have you marketed this book over the last year?
Well, that's an interesting question. I had an agent for a while, and then publishing sort of got turned on its head,
mm-hmm.
so we decided to go with a company called CreateSpace.
Okay.
And Dan Pearson, who does the medical examiner, he helped me format this.
Okay.
And Haley and Daryl Reed of H&D Photography, we went to Cedar Grove and shot the picture. So we sent our PDF files and the cover of the book over to CreateSpace, and they came out with this.
They made a book.
Which is available on Amazon.
And it was the first publishing is a paperback version. There's not a hard copy or hardback version of it. Paperback version.
Exactly. And then this November, we put it into Kindle.
Okay. So it is an e-book.
Mm-hmm. On Amazon, Kindle.
So it's available on Amazon.
Right.
So you can visit Amazon.com, Janice Ann Parks, and Gravely Mistaken. How is it sold? We don't need specific numbers, but has it done well for you outside of Augusta, or can you track where sales come from?
It's very interesting. It's I'm sort of like a pixie. I go in and look and see what's happening. But
I don't blame you.
Yeah, on the Amazon, for the paperback versions, I can actually see where in the country it's being mm-hmm. sold, and I've given away some copies to some people that I know all over. And just recently, one was in Las Vegas, and one mm-hmm. was in New York, and it's like, wow.
Okay.
So the Kindle version isn't quite so easy to track, but I'm sure it will be that way shortly, as soon as they get it all together.
Now, you say you've written. Will you write something else? Did you look for some sort of inspiration? Or?
Yeah, I'm considering a sequel. I sort of really like this format. Stories that are medicine stories that wrap around another story. So I'm
okay,
I'm
based
on
historical facts.
Exactly.
Are you still working at MCG, Georgia Health Sciences University?
No, I retired in 2006.
Okay.
Whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever we're calling it.
Augusta State, Georgia
Health Sciences. Yes, that place where it had the bones in the basement.
Yeah.
How cooperative were the powers that be there as you did your research? Is this something that they were, willingly cooperative in, or they want this hush-hush, or where did it fall?
Well, I really haven't heard from anybody there.
Okay.
So I don't know.
But they gave you access to the library, that something that they could have denied you?
I don't think so. You have to make an appointment to get in there,
mm-hmm.
but it's open.
All right. Well, it's fascinating. What would you like to do with it next? Is there a TV movie of the week? Is there
that would be great.
Is the Discovery or National Geographic channels talking to you?
Well, actually, the ghost trolley tours stop at MCG, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. they actually tell a lot of the story. And of course, Michael stops other places too that are haunted in Augusta. So that's kind of fun, and I'm hoping to do a sort of a personal appearance. I made a costume in the 1850s style, so I'm thinking I may show up some night on the trolley tour.
Do you know, well, I guess he wouldn't be from here, the slave, any relatives?
He does have relatives, yes, I've heard he does.
That here or in Charleston?
I believe they live somewhere else.
Okay.
They've come down to...
Okay.
He's actually buried in Cedar Grove, but there was a flood, and so his grave is unidentified.
Hmm.
But also known but to God then, huh?
That's right, exactly.
Well, it's a fascinating story, and it's always fun for us, especially as we are a business show, to bring local authors, and you got to use the word entrepreneurs on here, because you're building your business, you're marketing your business, you're selling, you're doing every single bit of it, and we wish you the very best of luck, and thank you for sharing your story with us here.
Thank you, Bill and John. Appreciate it.
Janice Ann Parks, again, the book available on Amazon and also available for your Kindle. It's an e-book. It's called Gravely Mistaken. You can also visit the website, a new website that Janice has going, called gravelymistaken.com, to get more details.